Thomas Lesser.
So when I was a kid, I had this defining conversation with my dad. My dad was a capitalist, what do I say? He was a guy who built bridges. And my dad said to me one day, he was whining about somebody who had reneged on a promise, and I said to him, "Dad, you know, why don't you sue him?" And this shock came across my dad's face, and he looked at me and he said, "You know, son, two kinds of people out there. There are people who sue, and there are people who build. People who sue, people who do, people who attack, or people who build." My dad said, "We are people who build. We are not people who sue. You have to be one or the other." Now, that made me decide I was going to be a law professor, because I was going to prove to him there was a third kind: people who build, people who sue for a living. That's what I do. But I was reminded about this conversation when I had a conversation with a man named Eric Eldred. Eric, as you know, is the lead plaintiff in our case, Eldred versus Ashcroft. Eldred versus Ashcroft challenges the Copyright Term Extension Act, the Sonny Bono Copyright Term Extension Act, the Mickey Mouse Protection Act. Eric Eldred is the person who's been fighting this campaign for much longer than we've been involved in the fight. And about 2 years ago, I said to Eric, "Well, let's sit down and talk about the strategy. Here's what we're going to do, and here's what's going to happen." And a certain glaze came over Eric's face, and he turned to me and he said, "Look, you know, as much as this case is important, it's not so important to me that we sue and we win this particular case. What I want to happen out of this process is that we build something. We build something that itself helps build a public domain. We build something that will increase the creative work available for others to reuse. You can have your case." He was happy we were bringing it. He was happy we were fighting it. But what he said was, "What's important is not the case. What's important is what it builds." And so, we built, at Eric's suggestion and at the suggestion of Hal Abelson, something new. Recognizing that this ability to build from our creative richness was who we were as a people. When copyright law in this country began, it began as a tiny little regulation leaving much free. As copyright law was then, it embraced the rip, mix, burn culture that Apple sells us today. It embraced an idea that people had the right to collect for their creative work, but then others could build on top of it. That was our past. It's not our present. Not our present, because over time, this space of free creation has shrunk, and this space of copyright's control has expanded, and we now have a reality much different from our past, and that's the reality that Eric Eldred asked us to build something to change. And so we created an ideal, that we could create an organization that would attempt this ideal of balance again, to rebuild balance in this process, to cultivate balance in this process, to encourage it, to build something new, to enable a public domain. This is what we built Creative Commons for. Now the creative, look, I go from black screen to green screen. It's hopeful already, watch. Creative Commons is a series of projects, all of them designed to build a public domain, to increase the creative work available for others to use. Tonight, we're going to announce two of these projects. The first of them will be a licensing project that will enable people to share their work more easily with others. The second is a project we've called the Founders Copyright. The licensing project will build machine-readable licenses for making some rights free to others. Some rights free. The founder's copyright is a voluntary expression by creators that they will adopt the term of protection that the founders of our copyright system would have allowed, 14 years renewable once. Not the 95 years yet to be increased again, but 14 years renewable once. Now, tonight, we launched the founder's copyright because of the donation of O'Reilly and Associates of 200 titles of their Tim O'Reilly committed to this idea many months ago. Of course, it takes lawyers many, many months to figure out how to do what anybody wants to do, but we're finally close to an understanding that makes it possible that that creative work will be guaranteed to pass completely unencumbered into the public domain within 14 years, and Tim also will be embracing the Creative Commons licenses and new work he produces from now on. This is the expression of balance in this process. A creator and the creators he represents who want to make money off of their creation but recognize that they need to set up a structure to give back the tools so others can build on top of their work. So O'Reilly is the first, and others will follow in the next couple of weeks on our website as donators into this founder's copyright domain. But this process is about producing something different. Many of you have been in this battle for many years. A battle to say something that gets the attention of people about what's at stake in this struggle. This organization, Creative Commons, wants to say something that captures the imagination of wildly different sorts out